doing Dov's Minute, and we're standing 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah. So the tunes of Rosh Hashanah go back a long way. The tunes that we sing on Rosh Hashanah. Sephardim have their tunes, Ashkenazim have their tunes. The tunes are supposed to arouse us. They're supposed to arouse our intentions, our focus, our concentration. We know that with regards to mitzvot, biblical mitzvot, we have a concept, mitzvot zichot kavana. You have to have the intention, I'm doing this biblical mitzvah. If a person puts on tefillin and he thinks, I'm just doing this for the show so people could take a picture, he didn't do the mitzvah. Did he have intention? I'm doing a biblical mitzvah now that I'm putting on tefillin. You give charity, you have to have intention. I'm doing a biblical mitzvah. I'm giving charity. You honor your parents. I'm doing a biblical mitzvah. I'm honoring my parents. You put your hands on your eyes and say, Shema Yisrael. I have a biblical mitzvah to do this every morning and every minute, evening. I'm doing that biblical mitzvah. You say, Ani Hashem Elokechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. You recount in the parasha of Shema, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. You have to have in mind, I'm performing the biblical mitzvah to remember that Hashem took us out of Egypt. I'm supposed to do it every morning and every evening. And my siddur, I wrote that down. Because otherwise, unfortunately, I don't always remember. So with regards to biblical mitzvot, if you don't have that intention, I am hereby doing a biblical mitzvah, you didn't perform the mitzvah correctly. With regards to rabbinic mitzvot, you should do it, but it's not as incumbent. Even if you forgot, you did the mitzvah okay, it's kosher. What about prayer? Even if prayer is a rabbinic mitzvah, the whole essence of prayer is I'm talking, I have to have intention. If I'm not thinking and I'm just talking, I didn't pray. Lip service doesn't count. I always say, jokingly, what is Aleinu L'Shabach? People are walking out the door, they're folding up their tefillin, they're waving to the guy over there, and they're saying, behold, we should praise the master of the whole world. I'm talking about you, right? Yeah. Shelo asan k'eretzot, he didn't make us like everyone else, or the nations of the land. They bow down to nothing, but I am bowing down, and we bow down as we're walking out the door, to the master of masters. He created the heavens and earth, I say, as I'm walking out ignoring the tefillah. He's in the heavens so high up above us, we can't imagine it. I say, as I'm closing the door behind me in prayer and mumbling as I walk down the hall. That's Aleinu. Aleinu is possibly the most meaningful prayer we say all day. Yeshua compiled Aleinu. It's possibly the most ancient prayer. So prayer requires our attention. And so the tunes of prayer are there to help us focus. And a person should try to be consistent with the tunes that they listen to so that year after year in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we can develop our focus, our concentration, our intention. And I'm going back to the point we began class with, buy a machzor. Get yourself a sitter with your language that will explain to you the prayer of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what's called a machzor.